This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Shootings continue in Bloomington Normal. The Normal Town Council passes a recycling ordinance, and the council approves road repair money. GLT's Charlie Schlenker covers all of that and more with Chris Coos, the mayor of Normal.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Coos, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Always happy to be here.
The council passed a recycling ordinance allowing programs for multi-unit dwelling places. It was a 4-2 vote. That's a little more divided than a lot of votes. Is that because it was a case of a clear distinction in political philosophies, more so than usual on the council, or just active stakeholders that are lobbying?
I think it could be a little mix of both on that. I mean, one council member certainly has strong feelings about these kinds of things. Another council member was concerned about the process, and it may have been because that person wasn't involved in the process in terms of the committee that was formed to take a look at it. This has been something that's been a long time coming and has been talked about by council and people in multifamily residences for 3-4 years now.
What do you think the pass along will be to renters for places that do choose to offer it?
Well, I think, you know, the market's going to drive a lot of that. I think the property owners are well within their right to recover their costs from their tenants. They're providing an additional service. So we'll have to wait and see what that looks like.
What provisions did the town make to prevent this from being a burden?
It's giving property owners a year to come into compliance, primarily into compliance, and another 4 years to come into full compliance with the ordinance. We don't have time to get into the details of that today. But basically, I think this first year is key. There's going to be some learning curves on both sides, and including the town. And there may be changes that we have to make. I referred to that as much last night, that this has to be common sense solutions, and it's got to be fair to both parties involved.
Is it fair to start it without it being a finished product? That was one of the knocks from Councilmember Kathleen Lorenz, who wanted a little more delay.
I think we have the opportunity to do that. Kevin McCarthy and I both stated that publicly, that we know that this is a work in progress. The problem with trying to second guess every issue that might come up in an ordinance, it creates an unbelievably large volume document where you're trying to cover every unknown or unexpected. So to keep it open and to work with the property owners and to work with the tenants to make it a workable situation is to me a preferred solution.
Make the case that is the town's pattern and practice for ordinances. That yes, we'll start this and then revise it as needed.
Oh, you're going to catch me off guard. Never ask an old man, sneak up on an old man with a question. I think it's just the culture of the council that, if there has been pushback on an ordinance that we have passed because of unintended consequences, the Normal Town Council does not have a history of digging their heels in and saying that's the law. We'll work with the aggrieved parties.
How pronounced do you think the benefits of this ordinance will be?
Well, I'm very hopeful that it'll continue to significantly reduce the amount of material going to the landfills, which is going to cost everybody a lot of money in the coming future as landfills close and we have to transport that product further away from our community.
What can you say to large apartment owners like the Snyder Corporation and Steve Snyder, who were so vociferously against this?
Well, you know, Steve brought up an issue on Ironwood Gardens, which I tend to agree with. Our ordinance does not address a large property like that that covers a lot of ground. So I think he has a fair complaint that we have to address.
How do you think that can be done?
It'll be done through staff interaction and with the Snyder Corporation.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker with Mayor Chris Coos of the Town of Normal. There have been two or three more shooting incidents in just the last week. You said at a recent GLT community conversation on gun violence that we hosted after seven people in 2 months lost their lives in Bloomington Normal to gun violence, that this is an issue you care a lot about and have worked on with the U.S. Conference of Mayors. What have you done? What has been your involvement?
You know, the U.S. Conference of Mayors and primarily Mayors Against Illegal Guns and Moms Demand Action, which have come together, are really trying to address the issues, lobbying state legislatures and the federal government to crack down on the illegal trafficking of guns. And there is a significant amount of that going on. There are loopholes in purchasing guns at gun shows. There are group buys that are being done in other states, and those guns are being brought into Illinois and sold on the street. This has exacerbated the problem, and it's only one part of the problem. I think you'll realize that you'll remember that Chief Leishner said that a number of weapons that they recover are stolen weapons. So there's not a
about 40% nationwide.
Yeah. You know. There's not a checkoff. There has to be multiple solutions. People have to be more responsible about keeping their guns. There has to be better background checks on guns, and there has to be a crackdown on repeat offenders who traffic weapons illegally.
You haven't mentioned the social issues involved in gun violence. You haven't mentioned the social issues involved in gun violence, the either hybrid gang or cliques or alternative gang activity, the loss of community and economic opportunity that is promoting the kind of mindset among these young people that get guns.
This is a very strong issue, and there are groups trying to do things to engage youth in more positive activities in the community and give them an opportunity. I think you heard it very strongly that night. Boys and Girls Club is very very much doing good work in the community for that. There was a gentleman that was talking about apprenticeships and programs to get people on a path to well-paying jobs. Things like that are important.
Has the city been targeting, or has the town, has the area, have these community groups been targeting the right people for that, though, in the right ways? Because we're starting to hear that this latest rash of shootings is more fatal than usual, certainly, but it's not more frequent. So have we been missing the boat on this for a number of years?
I don't know, Charlie. That's a hard one to answer. There are things proactively that we try to do as a community. There's only certain things that a municipal government can do. We rely on private organizations and places like Boys and Girls Club, Western Avenue Community Center. We were a recipient of a grant from State Farm, and we have on staff a social worker working through the police department that is identified to work with at-risk youth, people that are being identified as going on a path that's not good in the age of groups of, say, 10 to 13, and that program has been very successful.
Economic mobility, economic insufficiency, that's a fairly intractable issue nationwide, let alone in Bloomington Normal.
It is.
How can that be more addressed beyond just the apprenticeship programs that
I think
that
everybody
mentioned.
Has to be at the table, and you can't look for government to solve it, too. You're going to have to look at families, and families are going to have to work with social agencies and schools and whoever to solve this problem. It's all hands on deck to get this thing fixed.
What hopes do you have for the Youth Summit announced recently by the Not in Our Town movement and the United Way of McLean County? You were quoted in that as supporting it. What do you think that will bring?
Well, I hope it just continues to bring awareness to the issue and bring a call to action to this issue. If you recall years ago, there was a significant crackdown on drug trafficking and gangs, And it was the town of Normal and the city of Bloomington and McLean County. And they enlisted the faith-based community to help with that. And that group rallied pretty strongly to send a message to their congregations and the community as a whole. So I think things like this help to raise that awareness and call people to action that we do have an issue here and we need to deal with it.
You were a soldier once and young.
As the
quote goes, you have used an M16.
I have.
Tell us that experience and how that differs from ordinary guns.
An M16 is a very specific piece of equipment, and it was highly designed and modified over the years with the intent of shooting people. That is the purpose of an M16.
Should you have resisted the suggestion that the town and city ban AK-47 style weapons or assault rifle style weapons in the past as bad policy and unenforceable? Is that something you would reconsider in light of the latest rash of violence?
Well, the reason I haven't touched that is one of the reasons is anything we do like that has to be done in lockstep with the city of Bloomington and possibly the county. But if you'll recall, the state of Illinois took that home rule authority away from municipalities, and we're not allowed to pass ordinances like that.
Mayor Chris Koos of Normal, thanks for your time on GLT Sound Ideas.
Good to be here.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. I'm Mike McCurdy. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.